go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hello, 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 and welcome. I had the wrong notes up, guys. This is not going well already. Can we just start over?
Welcome to last week.
Welcome to last week. Hey, everybody, welcome to the 8-Bit Geek Podcast. It's the only podcast on the internet that will instantly impregnate both men and women with our words. We have hit episode 75, guys. My name is Jeremy, and there is no one else I'd like to be here with than these two beasts on the microphone.
Doug.
Kevin.
Yeah. And if you guys don't follow us on social media, you should, because we have tons going on. You can win prizes, interact with us, and so much more. That is at the 8-Bit Geek on Twitters, Facebookies, and Instagrammy. Also, if you are on... if you're on Steam, you can look up our group. It's still under our old name, though.
Yeah, we tried to change that, and I think the URL has changed, right? The URL is
changed. Yeah, the URL is still under 8-Bit Geek.
So you can look up
Real Talk
8-Bit Geek.
Yeah.
So steam.com/groups/8-Bit Geek, I believe, right?
There's like Steam community or something like that. Yeah. I don't know.
Just look us up.
.org/edu.
Yeah.
.gov.
Also, don't forget to subscribe to our show on iTunes and Podbean. Also, if you are not on iTunes and you have that Android device, you can always look us up on our RSS feed. It's on our website. Enjoy. Well, gentlemen, it's episode 75. There's only one way that I can think to start off a great week and entertainment, and that's by some misconnections.
Ooh, yeah.
Every week we try to hook people up. If you don't know about misconnections, it's on Craigslist. We bring people together, even if they don't want to be. But most of them do. How do you think we got Kevin?
Yeah.
Craigslist ad. It was a sexual post.
We met in a Walmart.
Doug, I want to tell this story real quick, and I'll tell in a sensual way. Doug was sitting on his computer and real lonely one night, asked me to come over. I did. And then he said, "Hey, let's have a threesome on the show." And then we posted an ad on Craigslist, and Kevin came a knocking.
7 hours away and worth every drive.
All right, so we got this misconnections going on. I'll start us off. And the biggest thing about these misconnections is I cannot believe probably 90% of these people exist. It's pretty funny.
Absolutely.
Hot.
That's pretty true.
Hot, large-breasted blonde at Bear Creek Park around 7:30 on a Wednesday. Yeah. Your kids and husband were there.
Oh, no.
Your body was absolutely stunning after those two damn kids came out. I would love to explore it. You saw me looking, even as you were getting into the car to leave. You and your man didn't seem too close. Maybe there was tension, just rambling on here. Just thoughts going through my head. I can relieve any tension you may have with my penis. If you happen to see this, tell me what you were wearing and what kind of car you left in. I know your breasts aren't hands, but they were phenomenal.
Enhanced? Like, is he trying to hook up with a bionic woman?
It's so nuts, man. Like, hey, listen, I know that you are... I can obviously see that you have a husband and kids, but damn, those breasts, they were just appetizing.
They just don't stop.
They just go on for days. It looks like the solar system's in your shirt.
What? Oh, no.
Wait, so this dude saw CJ? I'm just kidding.
Shots fired. Shots fired.
I wouldn't say shots fired, and that's, but you know.
Yeah, that's even worse.
Yeah.
It's shots fired for Doug.
CJ, you can come back and host the show again, so you can have your rebuttal.
Yeah. We're going to get it on Twitter in about 5 seconds when she sees it. All
right, who wants to read the mail for mail?
I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll take the bullet.
Yeah,
you set this up on purpose because you're like, I'm not reading it, so I'm going to read the one with the...
I always go first. So.
Large breasted.
Listen, I would have had a good time reading this one.
Yeah. This one... Okay, Kevin, you brought your own. You have your own. So I'll do this one and the next one. I'll do the two EDC ones.
You go for it.
I like the one after it, too. It's really funny. All right, EDC day 3. Older muscle guy with tats. This is a male for male.
Maybe you should read it in a different voice.
No, I'm still going to read it in this voice. I don't even care. It's totally unfitting. It's going to be perfect.
Okay.
We were standing in the shuttle line, going to the link after day 3 of EDC. You're a big, older, muscle stud with tats. Me, a younger Asian dude with tats.
Ooh.
I really wish we had crossed paths while we were actually in the festival. Hit me if you see this sexy.
Mm-mm.
Hit me up. Don't hit me. Well, no, maybe.
No, yeah. Hit me if you see this.
No, I mean, you know.
Right, whatever you're into,
because I know you're big and older with muscles.
Yeah. So if you're there, if you're at EDC in Vegas and you saw a 26-year-old Asian dude checking you out, hit him up.
Yeah.
On Craigslist. All right. This is another one at EDC. This is a male for a woman this time. For an Asian girl, so maybe this. Hey, maybe this is what the guy saw. Maybe this is what. You know.
Hey, you had a dirty butt from sitting on the dirt, so I wiped it for you. Get back to me.
That's it. Get back to me. That's his misconnection. Yo, I wiped your butt.
I wiped your butt.
Hit me back.
Your tushy was dirty. I wiped your tuchus.
All right, Kevin, you got one that we didn't add here, but it's
going
to surprise
us,
right?
A local of the Missouri side here. I'm not going to say, well, should I say the town? Fuck it. Who cares? There's probably like 80 Walmarts. So, Lee Summit Walmart, Saturday, mail for mail.
I love these Walmart ones.
Dude, Walmart's dudes for dudes. This is where it gets real fucking hot. Let's kick up some of that R&B.
You need some more in your headphones?
Turn my headphones up. Turn them shits up. Alright. To the guy wearing cowboy boots at Lee Summit Walmart, you are so handsome. I know this is a long shot, but I'd kick myself if I didn't try. You were so hot. I think you noticed that I was noticing you. Hit me back. I'm also married and don't plan to change that.
Oh my God.
But I would love to show you a great time.
No.
We could grab a beer and then I could suck that amazing bulge that shows through your blue jeans.
What?
100% clean and discreet.
What?
Give me a shout.
It's so
you
clean.
Won't regret it, I promise. Tell me what kind of snack crackers you bought on the color of your shirt so I know it's you. And change the subject to boots.
To boots!
So you won't get caught.
Oh my God, it's so awesome.
Yeah. Walmart, everybody.
Oh, man, I wish that we could make this stuff up. It's so funny.
It started out so innocent, then it just took a turn.
Yeah, just a really sudden.
Cowboy boots and blue jeans, man.
Oh, my goodness. Well, like always, if you'd like to write into us with your misconnections, please do so on our website or Twitter or Facebook. We'll read it on air. So, or if you find a misconnection and you want us to read it out, if you think it's good enough for us, send that in as well.
For sure. Oh, man.
Hey, guys.
Hell of a start.
We have about 14 hours of movie news to get through. So let's jump right in, shall we?
Let's do it.
It's the most spectacular, magnificent, and important news you'll hear all day. Or not. All right, so if anybody is a Powerpuff Girls fan, I have some news. Now, from what I understand, Powerpuff Girls, I never got into them, but they are still...
Hey, come on.
But they are still a huge, huge hit. I mean, they're still really popular. I see them all the time at cons. Like, they've got a lot of Powerpuff people. Like, there's a... I always see at a con at least one vendor is selling nothing but Powerpuff Girl stuff. So it's pretty cool. They're coming back. Coming back in 2016.
Yes.
So have you guys... What's your experience?
You know, it was one of those shows on Cartoon Network when Cartoon Network really started pushing their own original content. I mean, they always kind of used to do a lot of older cartoon, like, re-showings of stuff. I mean, I've seen so many cartoons that I would never have seen otherwise because of Cartoon Network. So them doing their own cartoons really grabbed me. I was right at that perfect age for them, too. So, like, I watched this in Johnny Bravo. You know, obviously, it's been just 20 years ago, almost, really, since this, they say, since it almost premiered.
Wow. Yeah.
And so I don't know. I mean, it could be cool. They're saying that it could be the original voice cast, or at least this movie that they did back in January. I guess they said that they were going to do it with the original cast, hoping that maybe they get them back. Curious to see how the art style is going to change since art in general has changed so much in 20 years.
Mm-hmm. That's for
I'm
sure.
Curious. I like Mojo Jojo a lot. I played the video games. I remember we used to babysit like my little, not niece, but like little cousin, and yeah, we'd play that for her. So yeah, it was good. I mean, from what I watched, it was like, it looked like it was a kid's show, but it had some kind of comedy that was definitely like, I like how SpongeBob was and all that stuff, where it looks like it's for kids, but they've got some humor in there that definitely tends to adults. So.
Well, very cool. I will definitely check it out. It's up my alley. So in 2016, be prepared. Marvel has just casted Rosario Dawson in the Daredevil TV show.
Oh, yeah.
It's a kind of a broad, like, they don't really give a specific role that she's playing.
So she's playing a broad?
She's playing a broad. It's a pretty broad description is what they gave. So,
yeah.
So it just says that Rosario Dawson will play a dedicated young woman whose quest to heal the wounds of Hell's Kitchen brings Matt Murdock's unexpectedly crashing into her life, while her own journey forever alters the course of his battle against the injustices of this broken city.
Elektra called it.
Think so?
I don't know. That'd be fun.
Yeah, they're saying Elektra, maybe Echo. Who knows?
That'd be fun, though.
Dude, mm-hmm. Jeff Loeb. Hold on. Jeff Loeb is the writer for Marvel TV.
You're just...
Dude, he did a whole bunch of, like, DC comics and stuff. He did some of the best Batman comics ever, like Dark Victory and The Long Halloween. If you haven't read those, read them. That's awesome. I didn't realize that he was behind this. That makes me even more excited for the show if he's involved.
And no Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Or Ben Affleck, whatever.
Well, yeah, it's the same person.
No. Come.
They are the same.
They are.
They're the same person.
Except one plays a really badass superhero, and one didn't.
Still waiting on that one.
All right, so we have a director and writer for episode 8 of Star Wars.
And, that's awesome.
It is Rian Johnson. And if you don't know who Rian Johnson is, you may have seen a little movie called Looper.
Mm-hmm.
That was his baby. I know that awesome. I remember when Nick was a part of the show, and man, he loved Looper in a big way, and probably his favorite movie of the year.
Yeah, he also loves Joseph Gordon-Levitt, so I think for him it was a win-win. It was a good sci-fi with his favorite actor.
Yeah, and I think this is great news. I think that he's gonna bring a big old piece of fun to episode 8. And we actually had a question from one of our listeners.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Already?
No, it was about this. It was actually about this story. And, you know, he was wondering why there are, and it was Zbok Shout out to Zbok also. He went ahead and purchased us some video games from the Steam sale. So
yes, thank you so much. Holy crap.
You are awesome. That. You know awesome. Who you are and you're awesome.
And so he asked, he goes, why are they deciding to have different writers and directors for each of the films? And it's because of the fact that they want to pump one of these out per year with a spinoff per year. So if you didn't catch an earlier podcast we did a story about that and how they're going to run one of the main stories and a spinoff every year. So you're going to get two Star Wars films a year, and mm-hmm. I'm sure this just plays into it. So we won't get a return director. Probably, I mean, we may have one, like J.J. Abrams may do the first one and then maybe
the third,
but definitely not
we'll
the second.
See. They're wanting to definitely Disney and stuff. They're wanting to do what they did with Marvel to Star Wars. In fact, I saw something today where they were pretty much almost quoted as saying that, like, we've had such great success with Marvel that we want to kind of take that game plan, you know, that what we did with that and implement it with Star Wars and hopefully see the same success, which they will. Star Wars.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt about it. That as long as they don't do what George Lucas did, they'll be fine. And as long as they use, you know, the effects aren't all digital, which they already have seen that they're not. And it's a good story. I mean, you cannot screw Star Wars up as long as you have a great story. Great story helps
and
so
good,
much.
And good writing. And again, that is the fault of George Lucas. I mean, when he let go of Star Wars and he let other people write and direct them, we got the best movies. Empire Strikes Back. I mean, hands down, the best Star Wars movie. When he took it back over, we got the worst Star Wars movies. 1 through 3.
And
literally,
and you if you've ever seen The People versus George Lucas, it's a documentary. It showed him actually going through the script and saying, you know, some dialogue here and then big battle. Big battle, like it just said, big battle, and you know,
yeah. Big battle,
and so it kind of shows you a little bit of, you know, I think he was a little off his game, but hey, I still salute the man. I still salute the man for creating the universe.
That's true. I watched an interview, or it was the Star Wars Fan Days Mark Hamill, the Q&A that they did with him. It's where that clip of him doing the Joker voice came from.
And that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, listening to him because it's like a 30-minute. Like interview sit down thing, it's or longer, maybe like 45 minutes, and they you know, asking questions, they asked like what it was like filming Star Wars and stuff, and like his description of working with Lucas is the funniest thing, because this is like the first movie, like, oh okay, so that scene where Aunt Beru yells up at him and he's on the edge of the of like their house thing and with the that, you know, they filmed that different days with her down there, and that like where her scene took place was like thousands of miles away from where he was filming that part, and so she wasn't there on set. So he was like, okay, so George, you're gonna have, is someone gonna yell and then you're gonna replace it later? What do I need to do? And he was like, nah, I don't care, just, you know, just pretend. And he's like, okay, so he's like, action, you know, 1, 2, and then he turned because, you know, Luke. Like, it was just so funny, just his whole like not giving a shit about his movie, like, but I mean, obviously he did, but at the same time apparently his directorial style was so much different. And he talks about working with Irving Kirshner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who did Empire Strikes Back, and how that guy was like so in depth with like, oh man, this is why Luke is doing this and this is what you need to be doing for this scene, and like how it was just such a difference between the two directors. You have Lucas, who just didn't really care, and then this guy was like, who wanted to talk for hours about their characters and like really get to know their characters and why they were doing the things they were doing. And again, I think that really reflects in the movies. Off on a tangent, my bad.
No. I mean, it's good insight. I like it. I like where you went with it. And I agree with you. I mean, I definitely, number two is the best in the series. And no. So
keep Lucas away from the new ones and we should be good.
So Legendary is making a Dead Rising movie. If you ever played the video game, it's a hell of a good time. I mean, it's a blast. I didn't play the third one because it didn't come out on PC, but
coming to PC this fall.
Yeah, man, there's a pre-order for it on Steam already.
Is it really?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I might have to get it.
There's our usual Steam plug.
Okay, well, maybe I'll get it then. But yeah,
no, for sure.
So Dead Rising, I don't know much about it. Variety has some of the details. Let's see. What do the quote have?
Ooh. It won't be a theatrical release. It'll be a full-length digital feature that will first stream on Sony's service Crackle, which Crackle sucks, but whatever.
Ugh. Why would they? Why would they do that?
Because it's on their own service.
Gross.
But that's first, so that means it will probably go elsewhere after. But there's that.
Well, I hope that at least by doing that, I hope it gives them the liberty of making it over the top and just insane, and not having to kind of appeal to the mainstream as much. You know, like, because Dead Rising is meant to be like kind of comedic, yet just like crazy over the top. Some guy can dress in his underwear and hit somebody with a bat, and put like a fucking Lego head over zombies. I want to see that in the movie.
Hell yes.
You know they're not going to do that.
Yes, they are.
If they were going to release in the theater, probably not. But if they're releasing straight to digital, they don't even have to go through a rating system at that point.
That's true. And the company that's behind it is the same people that did the Mortal Kombat Legacy digital series. I don't know if you guys saw that shit.
Oh,
that was
good.
Awesome.
That was great. Unbelievable stuff. So, okay. That'd be cool. Well, we got hope. We got hope. Yeah. If you guys were like me, you spent your youth coming home from school and either flipping on one of your favorite shows, and one of those favorite shows may have been Saved by the Bell.
When I wake up in the morning and I don't know how to remember the words.
Well, Lifetime.
Don't worry, Doug. It's all right, because you just got saved by the bell.
Oh, it's all right. It's
I'm going to let him go.
Something about being saved by the bell.
Lifetime is making a Saved by the Bell movie. What was
it's
that laugh
right.
for?
Screech was a big whore.
Oh, man. But you know, my friends just went to go see Screech in stand-up comedy.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. No, they enjoyed it. They said he was pretty funny. He was raunchy, but he was funny.
Yeah, I've heard that about a stand-up. He's like super raunchy.
Yeah. So.
But you're Screech. Like, you kind of have to be, right?
If it's Yeah. In order to kind of get away from the Screech mentality, yeah. Or the not mentality, but the aura
persona.
Of Screech that follows you.
Yeah.
So Lifetime is known for their dramatic movies, so maybe this will be a tearjerker.
It's the unauthorized Saved by the Bell story, a narrative feature that delves behind the scenes of the hit teen series.
But they have actors that are going to, they have people who are going to play these roles updated.
Yeah, yeah.
Updated people. So,
It's people playing the actors.
Playing the actors.
Playing really, the TV show.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like a behind the scenes, like the shit that went down on the show.
Oh.
Which I don't know.
Get ready.
I mean.
Lifetime just got themselves 20 million viewers.
Nice.
Well, if you like Netflix, which I'm sure every one of our listeners has Netflix, Chelsea Handler is going to host a new show on Netflix. This is a huge deal. Her series with E! Ends in August, and she has signed a multi-deal that will have her, I think, do a couple, three or four shows with Netflix.
Yeah, so I think a couple of stand-ups and then the big one.
Yeah, well, they have a couple stand-ups, and then there's a four-point docu-comedy series exclusively for Netflix that will cover a range of topics, including NASCAR, politics, Silicon Valley, NBA, draft, and more.
Okay, that's random.
NASCAR?
So it's going to be kind of crazy. I'm actually really excited about it. Man, when you really look at Netflix, it's really becoming its own cable provider. You know, with all these shows that they're creating and giving you, it's really nuts. It's good stuff.
It's good. I'd rather pay $10 a month for that than $70-$80 for the cable we're paying for.
Yeah, the only thing that here's what we need. Honestly, if we're gonna have true if we're gonna disconnect from our cable companies, we need Google Fiber in every city, because we don't have to have the cable. We can only have the internet. It's really cheap, and then we can have our services like Netflix.
Yeah.
And because right now, when you look at it, and everybody knows this, in the landscape of cable, you have to have the bundle deal in order to save the most money. If I were to cut the cord and get rid of my cable and my telephone that I don't even have hooked up, I'd still be paying $90 a month for my internet. You know, I mean, it's really, really stupid, but that's how they get you.
So I think the other cool things about this is not only is she getting all these like the documentary series and then her stand up. She's also getting a talk show.
Yeah. That's her. That's going to be the big. That's the big deal. Is her talk show? Yeah. That's the main thing.
That's the crazy part is that Netflix is getting its own TV show, which is that or like talk show
with a really huge person. I mean, she even went on to say, "I wanted to sit with the cool kids at lunch, so I approached Netflix to make sure they were as cool as I thought they were. And when I confirmed my suspicions, like with any other future lover, I made my move." I think that she is she sees where the puck is going, you know, and as successful as she is on the E! Network, she is definitely going where the future is, and that is with these Netflix companies.
Yeah, people that want to watch your stuff whenever they feel like it, not necessarily have to do it at 11 o'clock at night, but, you know, can do it literally whenever.
This is going to be great because what she's going to do is essentially she can record her show at whatever time during the day, probably 12, 1, 2, and it releases at 4 p.m. every day, and you get it and watch it whenever you want.
Exactly. And the great thing is, kind of like what Kevin was saying about the Dead Rising thing, is that with being Netflix, they kind of avoid having to censor things. So she can be as, you know, I want to say raunchy, but, you know, I mean...
As edgy as she wants to be.
Yeah, exactly. And she doesn't have to worry about, like, oh, well, I can't say shit, or I can't say this because it's on, you know, network TV. It's Netflix. You can say whatever the fuck you want. You know, like, and then they won't have to bleep it and anything like that. I mean, they can if they so choose, but I doubt it.
Sometimes the bleeps make it funnier.
Agreed. Sometimes they do. But at the same time, like, you know, now you can kind of push the envelope a little bit further. Again, you don't have to be, like, I love Fallon, but I even read it something recently. It was like, Fallon is too, he plays it too safe. He's not, like, edgy enough.
Oh, I love Jimmy Fallon.
I love it, too. I think he is great, and I don't have necessarily a problem with him playing it safe because everything, they're like, oh, it's too sugar-coated and, you know, and it's
it
you
is
know,
the
too
Tonight
nice
Show.
And funny. But I love it. I think he's hilarious. I think
he's sincere. With his guests are great. Yeah, he's really sincere. You can tell that he loves what he does. And you can even see the future happening in his show because not only, you know, people don't stay up late. And I think, you know, and to watch these shows as much as they used to, they just watch whatever, you know, they're watching something else or they're playing video games. So I think that they get that because as soon as that show is over, you'll find almost the entire show, the best part of the clips, right on YouTube. And they're getting 8 to 12 million views each post, you know? I mean,
yeah.
And so.
Brian Williams rapping. That's still my favorite thing.
Yeah,
I mean, that's how I watch it. I literally will get on the next day while they're, you know, normally that next morning is when they're uploading like the night before's clips, and I'll watch like literally the best of like whoever he interviewed because they always have like those quick segments, and then whatever sketches they did. Like I'll watch those next day. Don't watch the whole show; just watch the best of.
Exactly, and so I think that I mean, our future is when we want to get it. So when you want to eat it all up—a buffet of video.
Oh,
I was going into a rap?
Sounded like it.
I was going to freestyle. All right, so next we're going to hit you with some of the top box office, the top five of the week. Number five, I wish that this movie would go away so I would not mispronounce it anymore. But Maleficent.
You know how to say it. I think it's when you guys, read it is when you mess it up.
Guys, I got it. I got it on the first try. You didn't even hear me.
Fuck.
Maleficent.
Yay!
Making
Making
$12.9 million for a total of $185.9 million. Number four is Jersey Boys, making $13.3 million in its first week. Number three is How to Train Your Dragon 2, making $24.7 million for a total of $94.6 million in its second week as well. Number two, a big surprise going down one, is 22 Jump Street, making $27.5 million for a total of $109.9 million in 2 weeks. That's nuts when you're beating How to Train Your Dragon 2.
No joke. I thought that one was going to sweep.
And number one, the huge surprise to me, Think Like a Man 2, making $29.2 million in its first week.
I don't even know what that is. What is that?
That's the Kevin Hart
movie.
Is that Kevin Hart?
And this is a sequel to a movie that I didn't know existed.
I didn't either. Look at that. Came out in 2012.
It's so. Like Teen Wolf 2, but T-O-O.
Oh gosh, like Dumb and Dumber 2. It's T.O.
So that's your top box office. We will talk a little bit more if we saw any of these films later on in the show, but now we got some gaming to talk about. All right, so in something that is very, 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 very thankful, I'm very thankful for, Assassin's Creed Unity will be hitting PC at the same time as the consoles. It's always been an issue. The PC version has always lagged at least 3 to 6 months behind behind the console version. So you guys are obviously really excited about that as well.
I mean, I was never a big Assassin's Creed fan. I think I talked about it a couple weeks ago. It's just, I am horrible at them. I am awful at stealth. If they made an Assassin's Creed, like, complete badass edition where you don't have to worry about sneaking around like an asshole, oh, I'd be all for it.
It depends on the, I mean, it's all mission-based. Obviously, not every single mission you're doing that. That's how I used to feel about, like, the Metal Gear Solid games. Like, I suck at those, but I never really thought as this is like that, or, like, you know, that sort of stealth, where it's 100% stealth.
Yeah, but to me, but Metal Gear had a much better story, in my opinion, so I could live with it.
The Assassin's Creed games, I kind of played middle of the road, and before you, I'm trying to interrupt you guys before you start a flame war.
Yeah, what you say, fool?
I will cut you through this podcast. I kind of played them half and half. I played half stealth, and then I just kind of went in as a badass and killed everybody in a group. It's always fun. But anyways, indeed, we'll be able to get it on the PC the same time as the consoles.
Yeah. Speaking of Metal Gear Solid, dude, the new one looks awesome as tits. That's all.
Yes. Oh, horse poop.
What?
I just love that you have a base and you can, like, build it up, and then you're going through a level and you're like, oh, I knocked you out. Well, here, I'm going to attach you to a balloon thing that's going to pop you off at my base. Did you see the IGN?
I have not seen any of this.
You got to see this video. It's
dude,
fantastic.
He shoots a goat, right? And he knocks it out, and then he attaches this thing. Okay, literally, you have this device that you can take cars or people, and it takes them to your base, and I guess they become part of, like, your army that you're building. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he did it to a goat, and it took the goat. And then he went to his base later, and there was a goat there. This is in the middle of the ocean, and there's a goat. But it was so funny, because the goat's like, it just walks up to him, and he's like, hey, watch this. It falls over, and then he does the balloon thing to it, so it's knocked out, and you just see its light, like, kind of not lifeless, because it's just knocked out, but its body just goes up in the air, and he goes,
yeah,
meh, just shoots off.
It's so good.
Oh, it's so funny, but it looks amazing. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I want to play that game. I'm going to have to look up that video. So, for sure. Microsoft has said that people love Kinect, and they'll buy it.
Yeah.
Hence why they released a different version without the Kinect.
Yeah.
So, why do they put out these reports? I don't get them sometimes, man. It really makes me angry. If you know, I mean, you don't need to put out these reports. I mean, like, if you're going to want it, they're going to want it. I mean, that's the way I see it. I guess. But here's the quote. Who was it? Spencer, Mr. Spencer, was talking to the media. And he says, people have used Kinect voice commands more than a billion times, and because people are continuing to use it in an area, we're going to continue to invest in terms of making the experience better. He continues, and I think that makes building games in that environment even better. Customers love the device. They love the experience. They'll buy it. They'll buy it either at launch, or they'll buy it when they buy their consoles, or they'll be able to buy it after the $399 console. They'll pick it up and add it later. And we'll just continue to make that experience great. Here's the question that I have mostly is, we've seen this before with even with Sony's device. When you don't make a device proprietary anymore, developers spend less time developing for it because of the fact that not everybody has it, so they're not going to invest the dollars in order to make an experience that not everybody's going to have.
Yeah.
And so... I kind of agree, because I mean, you got what, 6 million units out there that do have it, but how many million more are going to have without after they release the new console?
Well, I mean, I bought the Kinect for the first one after, I mean, obviously I had the Xbox before the one with it came out, but I did buy it later for the, you know, my 360, and we used it a lot, and for the voice commands and stuff, cause I'm lazy as hell. And also, you know, wireless controllers shut off after X amount of time. And so if you're, like, watching Netflix and stuff, it was nice just to be like, pause or stop. Or, you know, even next episode, back when Netflix didn't have its autoplay bullshit. And so we used to use it a lot. And then it kind of got really wonky. Like, it was just oversensitive or sometimes even undersensitive where you're like yelling at it. So that's kind of turned me off to buying the next one with the Xbox One. But I did thoroughly enjoy the voice command aspect of it a lot. So Kevin, they do kind of have you there. Would I use it for a game? Not unless the game was awesome and like, but I haven't seen any Kinect games that look awesome.
I had the Kinect. I bought the Kinect as well, and the most I used the Kinect for was importing my face into video games, like the EA games. Shut up.
That's awesome. No, I'm with you. I would do that too.
So they gave you that option. It was cool, but that's most. And then I played the Kinect Sports, and I think that's the kind of the same thing that everybody did. Of course, it's. I mean, Kevin, you have the Xbox One with the Kinect. How often do you use it?
The Kinect, rare. I mean, honestly, there's nothing really on it that gets me going. And the thing that sucks is, I was going to say, I finally got trolled by that stupid Aaron Paul commercial for Xbox.
I love that commercial.
So I was watching TV the other night.
Yo!
Yeah, Aaron Paul. Yeah, out of nowhere, he's just like, oh, Xbox on. And then my Xbox turned on.
Yes!
The funny thing is, it won't even turn on for me, like, or my wife. we'll be sitting there all day saying, Xbox on, Xbox on. Nothing. It's not even turning on right now. It's dead silent in the room. But Aaron Paul comes in and the Xbox is like, oh shit, it's fucking Aaron Paul. Oh, I will turn on. I will do whatever you need me to do. So, I mean, that's the only thing that it's done for us so far. I mean, my wife plays like the dancing games and stuff like that. I can't do that shit. I don't know. It's not for me. I know that. I don't know. Kinect is just, it's a technology that seemed really cool on paper, but it doesn't sell the hardcore gamer. You know, and that it's a casual thing, just like the Wii. And look how fast the Wii fizzled out.
I think that both companies were really looking at it from a different perspective. Like, it's kind of a VR backwards, if you would think about it. Yeah. You know, like we have the VR headsets that are coming out, and I think that is truly what these were meant to be, in my opinion, anyways.
And on Fallon, actually, they had someone on, and he brought the what's coming for PlayStation.
The Sony...
that is the Morpheus.
The code name Morpheus. Morpheus,
yeah. And they kind of showed him a demo of it on the shows, like him and Channing Tatum, I think.
Yeah, and a really terrible demo.
Terrible demo, it was. But it was kind of cool at the same time to actually kind of see. But it did use their motion.
Yeah, the motion. And even the Oculus Rift, the 2.0, comes with a camera now. So that way, the camera actually does depth. And that's the reason why they have the camera. And so, I mean, I could definitely see Microsoft and Sony doing using these tools for that kind of thing. But I don't think that you're going to get a huge thing out of just these normal cameras with the microphones for the core audience until you attach some VR stuff to it.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. I think that we, in the coming years, we'll probably see them use the Kinect with the VR, whatever that may be, because their technology with it is, I think, better than PlayStation's as far as what the camera can.
Oh yeah, the Kinect is top notch. I mean, it's pretty incredible.
So I think you pair that with Oculus Rift or whatever they're going to come up with their answer to it, and I think we could see some cool stuff. But again, that's years down the road. You know,
can you believe that Nintendo is? They just said VR is not where it's going to be.
Every week we say this, they're behind.
I know that I know that we've bashed them the last two episodes, but they just keep just putting their foot in their mouth. I can't believe it.
They just need to quit the console war and just do software only. Just sell your fucking licensing to Sony and to Microsoft and make bank. Get out while you can. You're done.
Strong words. Strong words.
I got that pent up rage since he missed the show last week.
Yeah, that's what
I get to talk
is.
About it last week, so I'm talking about it now.
He listened to the show and he was like, "I'm the best move for them."
I think that they're not that they're necessarily losing money, but I think that they are behind with what their market wants. I think that they would make so much money if they did like what Sega did and just release your license, you know, or obviously not release, but put your licenses on various, just become a third party, you know, just put your stuff on other consoles and make bank. And then you know, and then maybe, you know, when you have a lot more money and you can actually invest in current technology,
and
then
they could stay,
try to make a comeback.
They can stay in the mobile market, because I mean the mobile market.
Oh, for sure, yeah, like the DS and stuff.
Yeah,
obviously.
That stuff can stay, but just start making your stuff for other consoles and releasing it.
Yeah.
So we have CD Projekt. If you don't know who they are, they're the maker of the wonderful game The Witcher series. The Witcher 3 has been leaked. Major plot points and major concepts have been leaked, and they're telling people they know about it. Please do not look into it and ruin everything for yourself.
Yeah.
So what happened was
thanks a lot, 4chan.
There's nothing good about 4chan ever.
Now, if you go to 4chan,
we don't mean that. He speaks for himself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true. That's true too. Yeah. We love 4chan.
Oh, man, it's the greatest thing in the internet.
No.
All of you anons out there, don't send pizzas to my house.
Oh God, yeah, for real. I remember that story. So if you don't want it ruined, don't look at it. It's just and hackers suck, so whatever. I mean, they're great. So, video game changes adolescent brains may cause addiction. Another report has come out saying that we should all watch out because of the fact that children are affected by what they put into their brains. And if you're a parent, please, 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 moderation is everything. That is what this report is saying.
Legalize games, man. Legalize them. Don't hide them. Divide them.
It's another one of these reports that kind of, you know, everybody tries to put a label on video gaming now because of the fact that it's the new dog.
It's still the new entertainment medium,
even though it's started in the fucking 80s, where it's, you know, it's most popular right 70s. Now. So it's happened to the film industry. It's happened to the music industry. It's still happening to the gaming industry. Gaming industry, of course, is blamed for multiple shootings, multiple disruptions in school, you know, things like ADD. I mean, everything stems, it seems, nowadays from video games. This is just another report stating that we're all addicted. I can step away at any time.
Everyone wants to point the finger to everyone but themselves.
Yeah. And as a parent, I have my son's about to turn 7. He has a Nintendo DS, and I very much limit what he is able to do. I am a huge gamer. I love them. I think that they are a wonderful piece of art. I do look at them as art, yes. The stories are magical. The things are great. I want my son to enjoy them, and he does enjoy them. I do moderate him just because I don't want him to sit in front of a computer screen all day long for 8 or 9 hours. You know, go outside and play, go play in the mud and all that good stuff. Have a childhood.
Earn your video games.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I do moderate, but I do let him play, you know, and I think that, I don't see him, you know, I don't see it as a problem as long as it's not affecting any of your schoolwork or your chores or anything like that, you know?
Right.
As long as I will let my son, as long as everything is done that you have to do, you are free to play, you know, and I think that's what most people should be doing. If you just sit them in front of a TV, it's kind of that old thing, is, you know, the TV is the babysitter, but anyways.
Indeed.
I mean, we don't have kids, so, but I mean, I would do the same.
But you have the experiences growing up. I mean, we have all three of us have grown up on video games at this point. And even as much as video games as I have played, I'm still able to put down the damn controller when I want. You know, I'm not like attached to the thing all day. Maybe you guys are. I don't know.
No, what?
No, not at all. What are you talking about?
Even at all? Okay. As I sit here and play Candy Crush on my phone. I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry to get real.
I'm reading a tweet that we just got that's really funny.
Oh, please read it out loud.
Oh, you sure?
Hold on, let me preview
it. Dear God, someone teach Jeremy how to say console.
I did say console.
I was going to say something like we should have a drinking game, but oh, man.
What's wrong with the way I say console?
You say, because you said it right that time. You say,
no.
Council. Council. What's wrong with saying I'm sorry that I have a little
council
bit.
Council and console are two totally different
Listen,
words.
It's not my fault, okay? I'm from up north, and it's still some things have stuck with me, okay?
I thought you were in Texas.
He is from. He lives in Texas now, but he's from New York.
Yeah. I'm from.
Goddamn Yankee.
Put it in the bag. From New York in the council.
See, you said it right.
Okay, so we need anyone from New York. Please chime in. Do you call it console or council?
It's a council. Shut up, guys. I do what I want.
Do what I want. The 10 gigs.
All right, guys.
So, what? When are they releasing Maleficent on a console? I love you.
Are you watching closely?
All right, every week we go through the top three. The top three recommended shows, video games, or movies that we've been watching from the past week. You can play them on your TVs or your consoles.
You did it.
Kevin, we'll start with you. What's your top three?
Oh, I thought I was going to get mine revoked for this.
You're done.
Yeah, you're done, kid. So this weekend, I started catching up on horror films because a good friend of mine, Eric, told me about a movie trilogy called Hatchet. So I started watching those, and unbelievable. They are fantastic. Hatchet stars Kane Hodder, which is formerly of Friday the 13th fame. He played Jason in, I think, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then also had a couple different people in the there was a couple different people in it, but there was so many great horror cameos in it. Like, they had Tony Todd, who played the Candyman. They had Daniel Harris, who was in the Halloween series. They also had little cameos here and there, but those are the big ones. Even Robert Englund makes like a 5-minute cameo in it. Nice. And it's fantastic. Just a good slasher movie, just throwback. It feels like it's what Friday the 13th should have been going forward, you know, seeing as there hasn't been a Friday the 13th in years. So they did a great job with that. It was pretty good. The whole trilogy was amazing. I like that a lot. That's what I was watching. As far as playing, it's been a Steam weekend since Steam's been having their huge sales. Like,
you play like 30 games like every day. It's just it's like, Kevin's playing this, and then 5 minutes later, Kevin's playing this.
Well, I'm also card hustling too, because I want to get as many cards as I can. I got to build my badges.
Kevin, are you using a program to auto boot your games? Because it's like,
no.
It's like I see you're at. I mean, it's just like every 5 seconds, it's just like Kevin's logged into this.
Yeah, it's literally like I saw it the other day. It was just Kevin's playing Gunpoint. Kevin's playing Gunpoint. Kevin's playing Gunpoint.
I don't know why I was doing Gunpoint. That. I would just leave my computer on.
Oh, it was crazy.
I'd go to work.
I thought maybe you were in the workshop, like downloading maps and stuff and just trying them out. I was like, what is he doing?
No, like I would put it on either before I go to bed, or I would just go to work and leave it on. And people were like, shouldn't you be at work, bro?
That's what I did. I was like, you take the day off today, man?
Dude, Gunpoint's so good. I got to take the day off.
Dude, it's Steam. Yeah, so I checked out Gunpoint. I checked out Devil May Cry, which is amazing. I can't believe I didn't play that game before. I picked up, thankfully, ZBok hooked us up with Wolf Among Us. So I'm starting to play that. And that game's pretty fantastic, too. Telltale's knocks it out of the park again. Just so many good games, and I've just been keeping an eye on the Steam sale as of late. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing. Pretty much those, a whole bunch of things I just said.
Awesome. Nice. Awesome. I'll go next.
Okay,
so I had the opportunity to get my hands on Snowpiercer, the movie that comes out in a little while. I don't know the release date, but it's not out in theaters yet.
The Captain America with a beard?
Captain America with a beard.
Wait, how did you get a? Did you do something you weren't supposed to?
No, I have it from a legal source.
Oh, okay.
So, if you guys want to watch it, I'll let you in.
Oh, well.
Legally, of course.
Legally,
of course.
So, Snowpiercer, it was a fantastic film. Of course, it had a couple of its downsides. I won't get into it because the movie hasn't released yet. I'm sure there's an embargo, blah, blah, blah. Fantastic film. Definitely see it when it comes out. Huge, huge recommendation. It was action-packed, had a pretty cool story. The actors were just phenomenal. It's really good stuff. And there's
also
a huge
based on a comic book.
There is a huge cameo in it as well at the end of the film.
Cool. I'm like I said, it's also based on a comic book from France, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That was just something I saw earlier this year that was like five movies come out this year that you didn't know were based on comic books. And that was one of them. And I was like, I didn't even know.
Very sweet.
That was awesome.
I also checked out last night. I watched the new TV series, The Last Ship.
Mm.
That is the Michael Bay produced film. I mean, show. It might as well be a film. I mean, it's shot that way. It's crazy.
Which one's this?
It's the one where it's pretty much the end of the world. It's the last ship is a Navy vessel that is sent up into the Arctic, and so they are pretty much the lonely survivors. Well, there are some, but the pretty much planet's been wiped out from a disease from the birds. The birds. So that was actually pretty good. I'd probably give that a 7 out of 10.
You keep watching?
It's pretty decent. Yes, I am going to keep watching because it leaves in a cliffhanger that made me want more. So,
oh, there you go.
So it'll have me come back for more. I can't say if I'm a fan yet. Give me a couple more episodes and I'll let you know. Steam has been having their sales. I've only been able to pick up one game. Somebody gifted me one, of course. I'll start playing that a little bit later. But right now I am playing something that was $5. It's still $5. I think you can still get it. I highly, highly, highly recommend it. I'm going to ruin this name and I'm going to get made fun of. Kingdoms of Amalur.
Oh, God. We practiced.
Amalur? Amalur. Damn it! I think this is why people listen, to see how much I can just screw up.
Yeah, it's like, it's Kevin and Doug and that guy that fucks everything up.
But he sure does have a good voice. So we'll let it ride. Sexy. We'll let it ride. Okay. Doug, Kevin, what's the name, Kev?
Kingdoms of... God damn it. Now you got Kingdoms of Amalur.
Kingdoms of...
That's exactly what I said. I don't understand what the difference
is. Amalur?
Between...
No, you're like Amalur.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the accent, right?
No, from New York, yeah.
From New York. It's how we say Amalur. So I've been playing that game for $5. It is just a phenomenal game. Kevin played it on the 360. He loved it. I am just it's beautiful artwork. The way I described it was it's like taking it's like taking WoW, taking Fable, and then you throw in a little bit of Skyrim. And you have an orgy that makes that. It's a threesome that makes that baby of Kingdoms of Reckoning. And I definitely recommend it. Go play it. It's fun.
Nice.
Doug, you're up.
Oh, man. I wasn't on last week, so I didn't have things to talk about last week. And we didn't do it the week before. So I got to like narrow it down to three things.
Here we go.
All right.
First
two
world
movies.
Problems.
I went and saw Edge of Tomorrow because I don't think anyone's talked about that movie.
Oh, I went
so
to see that
fun.
Too, but I can't talk about it anymore because I ain't doing the third thing.
Yeah, holy crap! Edge of Tomorrow was awesome. Well, did you see it?
Yes, I did. I went to go see it by myself.
To talk with me about it. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
It was good.
Okay. I don't
it
know.
It was
everyone,
so much fun.
It was a lot
Spoiler.
Of fun. And people were making a big deal about the ending. Like they were like, "Well, the ending kind of sucked." No, it didn't. It was great.
No, it was awesome. It was. Oh, it was funny. It had its funny moments. It was action packed. It was just mind boggling. It was great. It was so much fun.
It was a lot of fun. Tom Cruise was definitely at the top of his game. It's a sad thing that it didn't make a lot of money because it was such a great sci-fi story. It reminded me of a video game story, really, but that's not a bad thing. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
I feel like this is a story that's been done before, where that's that time travel, like Groundhog's Day. It's Groundhog's Day.
Yeah, it's Groundhog's Day with sci-fi. But they have a really cool way that it works. And the can I say this? Spoiler. The aliens control time. And the alpha aliens control time. And yeah, so when you, ones. I mean, and so the Tom Cruise's character, he got a hold of this power, and I'm not going to tell you how, but he was able to control time. Every time that he dies, he wakes up and tries to do it again. And so they are trying to find the queen, who, of course, it seems like every sci-fi story, the queen is the host, and it controls every single alien out there.
It's that bug mentality where it's like the hive mind.
Yeah, the hive. So which seems to be in every damn alien story out there, but it's a lot of fun. It was cool. I don't want to give it away too much.
Yeah, it was just I was surprised. I kind of went in with low expectations. And they're, you know, obviously I guess you're going low, they're going to be exceeded, but it was fun. Like, this is a movie that I could definitely watch with again, for sure. It was fun.
Yeah, it's something that I could definitely rent and watch again.
Yeah. And then the second movie, 22 Jump Street. Like, holy shit.
Oh, yeah. So funny. Yeah.
So funny. And I think you talked about it last week.
Yeah, we talked about it last week, saying that it was probably better than the first one.
It was great. There was just some funniest moments I've ever seen. And then I loved the post, like, the credit sequence. The after, you know, when the movie was rolling. Just making fun of
themselves,
and they even do that at the beginning with the whole, like, yeah, we moved across the street, we're at 22 Jump Street, hey, maybe next year we'll be at 23, and
yeah,
they, like, you know, point across the street. That stuff was just funny. I also liked all of the, like, Ice Cube references.
Oh, I know,
like that room looks like a giant cube of ice. And then, like, his wife is played by Queen Latifah, and like, oh, so where did you grow up? She's like, I'm straight out of Compton. Like, that shit was hilarious. Like, and, like, not many people in the theater laughed at that joke, but I was like, "Pat!"
Yeah, I mean, it really made fun of itself, and I think that was some of the charm of it. Yeah. It's just so good. Go see that movie. Go see it.
And then the game that I've been playing, like, nonstop for, like, 2 weeks. I wanted to talk about this during our E3 show, but we didn't really talk about it then. It was free on Steam, like, for 24 hours. Just the developer, just for whatever reason, was like, get on Steam, download it. If you download it within 24 hours, it is yours. Like, you have to go download it. If you don't download it, you just, like, put it in your inventory. Like, it will go away. But if you download it, it's yours. And it's Sniper Elite V2. And it's a very linear game. You go through, like, level by level. You're a sniper in World War II. You just go kill some Nazis. And like I said, it's very linear. It's a very set path that you're supposed to go. But it was so much fun because it's got that X-ray bullet, like, cam. So when you snipe somebody and you snipe them in the head, like, it'll slow down. And you'll watch the bullet, like, break through the skull and shatter the skull.
It.
And pierce the brain and it go out the back of their head. Or you shoot them in the lung. You see, like, their lung, like, implode. Mm-hmm. Or their heart explode. You can shoot their testicles. Like, it's ridiculous. But it's so much fun. It makes every shot, like, worth it. Because you get to kind of see the damage that it did.
How much depression do you think the person who animated the killings went through on that game? You know, it's just like, all right, frame by frame now, let's see this character die. Bullet through the brain. Death.
It's so cool because, I mean, you know, every shot's different. It's not necessarily like, oh, you shoot a guy in the head and it's always the same animation. I mean, it depends on the angle and all this, where it hits him in the head. So, I mean, like, I got a sniper that was laying down. It literally hit him in the mouth and came out his ass. Like, I was like, there needs to be an achievement for that. Like, ate it. Like, why isn't there an achievement for that? And then, like, shooting one guy and blowing, like, going out through his heart, but then another guy, like, ducking behind him and it, like, going through his artery in his leg. Like it was just so cool to see that. Like, I mean, that detail. I mean, it's pretty gory, but I mean, at the same time, it made it that much more fun because it made those shots, like, really, instead of being like, oh yeah, look at that headshot I got, it's like, holy shit, look at that headshot I just got. So it was so much fun. I've literally played that game so many times. I know those levels by heart now. I actually bought it on my Xbox because I wanted to play it at home because it's on my laptop that I normally leave at work. and so I bought it on my Xbox so I could continue playing it. The third one comes out this week, like this Thursday or Friday. Sniper Elite 3. It's open world. They have, like, you drop you in a map, huge world. You have maybe five targets you have to hit. You can hit them in any way you want. You can hit them from any direction you want. Kind of like they were saying with that Zelda game. Like, ooh, look at this new thing. But it's exciting since the last one was so linear that this new, oh, you know, I'm going to go hit this guy first or that guy first. It's really exciting. So definitely check that series out. I think I saw that they were on sale. The pre-order for the new one, I know it was like 20% off, plus you get DLC with it when you pre-order.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's it. Also, I want to watch this movie, and I think that we should give away the digital copy that came with it. If you're listening, it's the Lego movie.
Yay!
Ooh, who wants the... oh my goodness. Who wants the
Lego movie?
So we're
going to give away
the
digital copy of the Lego movie this week.
What if we do something fun for the giveaway?
What do you want to do?
What if you come up with, I don't know, like, who doesn't have Legos? Do you think everybody has Legos? Why don't we come up with your best Lego creation? Send us a picture. We'll pick a winner and you get the movie.
All right. And I'll even, you know what? We talked about this earlier and we kind of couldn't decide what we were going to do about it. I'll up the stakes. You also get the Lego video game, Lego movie, the game on Steam.
Holy crap.
Awesome.
So you'll get the movie and the game.
If you can make something very creative with your Legos and it makes us laugh, cry, and it looks awesome or just looks ridiculous. And yep. We'll pick a winner this week. We'll give it away.
That's right. I believe awesome. We still have some Steam key or some beta keys for the Dead Island game. So that's still going on.
Yeah, man.
We got a couple left. So if you guys are interested, definitely get in touch with us.
Yeah,
you
know what? You don't even have to do shit. Just tweet us, just Facebook us, or contact us on the website and say, hey, I want a key. And we're going to give you one.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's what we're going to do. Just let us know if you want. We got a couple left. We'll give them to you. So just let us know.
Also, if you want an autographed photo of naked Kevin with I mean, he's got his boxers on. If you want that photo, we're getting those printed up and we're going to send those out to people who want them. So
did you guys talk last week about the guys that you trolled?
The what?
The video? Did we talk about that? The podcast of the Kevin, your video that
Kevin, you got comedians who watched your videos.
We didn't talk about that at all. Did you guys talk about that last week? I don't think so.
No, because we just found about it this week.
Happened during the middle of the week.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that real quick.
Yeah. Yeah. So a good friend of mine, Dan Christmas, part of Busted Pixel music video stuff. It's awesome. He finds this podcast of let me try to find it. It was a podcast
while you're finding it, I'll set it up here. If you don't know, Kevin, we got in contact with Kevin because he became very popular on blogs all around the country and all around the world. Kevin has an alter ego. He will unbox video games in his boxers. He will do things such as shaving his chest and stomach into random objects, and he just has a lot of fun with it. He puts on a goofy voice, kind of like a kind of a slow hick kind of guy.
Hick, but just nerdy.
Just nerdy, maybe
mouth
a little
breather.
Hick. Mouth, yeah. And so he unboxes, he makes so they're so funny. He has just off the top of his head, he comes up with all this random comedy. And it got noticed by all the big blogs and everything. Well, I friended him on Facebook probably about 2 years ago, and we randomly commented on each other's stuff. And then, of course, he joined the podcast because he was like, yeah, that'd be awesome. So anyways, that's how he has raised to fame. And these comedians...
and my slow descent afterwards.
And these comedians took notice. Who was it?
Okay, so here it is. The website's earwolf.com. So it's a podcast. It's called Improv for Humans. It's actually Matt Besser hosts, and he's from Upright Citizens Brigade. So you'd know him from there. And this was their 420 episode. So their 420 podcast. Like 5 minutes in, they start talking about, you know, crap on YouTube. They had guests such as Horatio Sanz.
Yeah, not even 5 minutes in, man. It's literally like 2 minutes in. Like they play the intro and they immediately go into like 20 seconds in.
So it's like Horatio Sands, Mike Still, John Gabris, and John Gemberling. And basically, they're watching my video for my Fallout New Vegas unboxing, the first one I ever did. And they thought it was real. They were there's no way this guy's faking this. This is real stuff right here.
They were so mean, too.
They were. But it was funny because, I mean, I know for me to be able to troll comedians, especially improv comedians, that makes me feel pretty damn good that I can fake them out. So maybe I should go on Upright Citizens Brigade, you know? Just go do some improv with them.
I'll be down for that.
So, oh, yeah, totally. I would be cool, too. So Matt Besser, if you're listening to this, holla at your boy.
Yeah. So if you want to go check out that podcast, check it out on what website?
It's earwolf.com, and it's their 420 special.
Awesome.
So we could post the link in Real Talk.
We'll post
afterwards.
The link in the notes. So
dope, Real Talk.
8-bit.
Oh, fired.
Real Talk. Wow.
Someone is fired.
I gotta take a shot for that one.
Whoa. On that note, that is our show for the week. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagrammy at the 8-bit geek. And you can always find us on iTunes and on Podbean. And, of course, grab our RSS feed if you're on Android from our website. This has been another edition of the 8-Bit Geek. We'll check you out, guys, next week.